For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And it is Black Friday. We have had Thanksgiving. Peter, would it be okay if I mention Christmas?
Yes. Now we can play Christmas music and we can talk about Christmas.
Fine. Because I went over to the Shaw Festival at Niagara on the Lake to see their first ever winter main stage production on the stage of the Festival Theater, Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn. Like, wow.
Really?
Pulled out all the stops, tons of sequins, tap dancing. Beautiful, beautiful job. And one of your favorite directors taking the helm there.
Right. Kate Hennig, multi-talented person. She translates plays. She writes plays. She directs. She's Tim Carroll's number two, I guess.
And she clearly saw that this is a flimsy little bit connecting a bunch of great Irving Berlin tunes, including most famously White Christmas. And so that's the way we go. It's that backstage show. Guy wants to leave show business, thinks his fiance wants to go with him. No, she doesn't. She wants to go to Hollywood, which she does with his best friend, dot, dot, dot. But on the farm, he meets lovely Linda, played by Christy Frank, Carl Blair playing Jim Hardy. And don't ask me who played the roles in the film. I don't remember. I'm sure I've seen the movie. Bing Crosby and was Fred Astaire, 1942. I don't remember anyone else. I was clearly waiting for this production.
Yes.
Right. An adorable Mr. Kyle Galemba as Ted, the oily best friend, who turns out to be a good guy after all.
Now, I know sometimes in the past, you've had some problems with musicals up at the Shaw Festival.
Usually.
But not here.
No, and I was thinking about that. I'm thinking that this musical does not beg to be taken seriously the way Amy and My Girl would, because there is something emotionally powerful at the core of the story. Or Sweet Charity, which is fundamentally about loss and coping with loss. And in this case, you know, they treat every musical like fluff, and this one actually is.
Well, it's a win-win.
So, and it's delightful for the holidays. Oh, Jenny Wright as the handy person. Too funny. And a child actor. Actually, you saw her probably as Scout at Stratford.
A couple of years ago,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, playing Charlie. Yeah, just lovely. And, of course, you know, over there also they have their production of Christmas Carol, which is up and running already. The Alleyways traditional annual production will be starting soon, but there are these opportunities. And while we're indulging in Christmas, I haven't seen it yet, but you've seen Elf up at Musical Fair, right?
Speaking of fun and fluff, that's Elf.
Right.
It was not a great movie, but they pull out all the stops.
I've been promised a good time, so I'm anticipating that. You know, when I was a child, I just loved the Christmas stuff. Nutcracker every year. When you're a child and something happens twice and you feel like it's all my life I've been doing this, you know, you realize in your child imagination you feel as if you've been doing it 50 times, but you're only 9 years old, so that's not possible. But going back again and again to see Nutcracker or a Peter Pan or any of those popular shows for Christmas. And Buffalo gets Nutcrackers and Christmas Carol and now Elf and Holiday Inn.
Now, speaking of those childhood memories that seem, you know, they just repeat it over and over and over again, A Child's Christmas in Wales, Dylan Thomas. I'm sure these things maybe happened once, but when you see his poetry put on stage over at Irish Classical, you get the idea that obviously young Dylan Thomas thought that these things happened every single year.
Yeah, you wonder as you watch it, and yeah, we both saw it. Did these all happen at the same Christmas? Is this a combination of many Christmases? Is this things he was told and things he remembers? Very nostalgic, and I found myself swept into my own memories of Christmases past and relatives who are no longer with us, whose memories come back very powerfully at Christmas time. All the goodness and happiness of your childhood condensed into those Christmas memories, which is the point of Child's Christmas in Wales. The piece itself is, because it's contrived in that way, it does not maintain its momentum constantly.
Oh, you found that too?
Yes.
Yeah, it ebbs and flows, and when it's ebbing, you come on.
You're aware, yeah. But the portrayals of the characters are vivid, and we find ourselves loving these characters the way we imagine Dylan Thomas did. The staging, I was confused as to why everyone feels the need to muck up that beautiful, intimate expanse. There's always an object between you and the performance. I felt as if I was watching it from the house next door, peering in a window, seeing someone else's Christmas. I didn't feel the immediacy that space is clearly defined for. And then to have the music of the Albrights, okay, yes, wonderful and fun, but did no one consider that this was going to oblige them to plunk a piano down in the middle of the space? No matter where you were sitting, you were convinced that everyone else has a better seat. Very strange in that way. But in the main, the story buoys us aloft with Christmas cheer and accomplishes what it sets out to do.
And even though we're in the midst of the holidays, we do have an opening. It's tonight down at the Smith Theater.
A Closer Walk with Patsy Cline, presented by O'Connell and Company with Melissa Melissa Leventhal playing
Patsy Cline.
Patsy Cline.
She has such a sweet voice. And David Wysocki, I guess, plays all the other characters, whoever they may be.
I think for those who like to avoid Christmas, this is just the ticket. Enjoy some Patsy Cline tunes, and who doesn't love Patsy?
Kind of a short run. It's only up through December 8th.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.